Hey everyone, welcome to episode 15 of Student Radio Stories. This episode is an interview episode with Alex West, a graduate of Student Radio this year and the current Yorkshire Regional Officer and soon-to-be Membership Officer for the SRA. Alex was also one of the lucky few to be given a golden buzzer at this year's Virtual Demo Factor run by the Student Radio Association. Let's get into the interview. I'm here with Alex West. So, Alex, where did your interest in radio begin?
Oh, it's a tough one. I think when I was growing up, I always loved listening to radio, whether that was the comedy half hour on Radio 4 or Six Music for Music or BBC Radio 5 Live for Live Sport or, you know, Absolute Radio with my dad in the car. So, I think I've always loved radio. I've always loved being able to listen to music but also have that personal connection with the presenter, and I really like the live element of it as well. Radio has been a big part of my life as long as I can remember. And then at university, I saw student radio at Freshers' Fair and I thought, oh, actually that could be a laugh, like I could do it myself, I suppose. And then I went along to URY. Really, I actually got involved with student radio because in the URY welcome talk, the music team said that if you want to go to a gig for free, you can apply for a press pass and get into gigs for free. And I was like, oh, wow, I can find my way into venues. Excellent. So that was why I first signed up. But in the end, I ended up doing lots more than just that. So student radio has been a massive part of my university experience.
What experiences have you had of working in the radio industry?
Actually, not too much, to be honest. I'm working with Absolute Radio on a demo at the moment, which is fun. But that's pretty much it in terms of actual professional radio experience. I'm very, very lucky that that's happened, because I think if that hadn't happened, I would be a bit stuffed graduating without much experience in the radio industry itself.
What made you want to join and get involved in your university student radio station?
Well, I think I've already answered that to an extent, because the thing for me, it was seeing them at Freshers' Fair and just, the setup they had at URY was really, really good. I'm very, very grateful for that. And also the amazing people that taught me there. We don't have lecturers that teach radio or anything like that, but we rely on second and third years to pass their skills down, which is something that, you know, I've been lucky enough to be able to do for the first years this year. But yeah, really, it was just a very welcoming atmosphere and a very friendly bunch of people in charge that persuaded me to get involved.
Yeah, I feel like in student radio, like in the society, you just help teach each other how it goes and then you pick things up from going to the student radio events.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with student radio, that's the beauty of it, really, is that community feel and the ability to work with each other on things. And, I think obviously you're never going to get something that's like professional quality as student radio, or, you know, you might get something like that every once in a while. But for me, really, it was student radio was about having fun and learning so much.
Yeah, I think that's great about student radio, is like from day one, you just go into the studio and pick it up yourself. And it's one of those things you learn by just pressing the different buttons and interacting with it yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember first going to the studio in my first year and sitting down at that desk. And yeah, it was definitely I was like a kid in a chocolate shop, I think. You know, I loved it. So I completely agree with that.
What have been some of your highlights during your time in student radio?
Oh, okay. Could I have a top 10? I think, like, you know, I think I've had an amazing time in student radio. There's been some really, really cool moments. There's been some funny moments. I remember in my first year, one of my highlights would have been the bands I got to interview. That was cool. I interviewed like Everything, Magic Gang, Fickle Friends. I had some amazing people. Scott Hasty from the Student Radio Music Network was an incredible help with helping me set up interviews with some really, really cool bands that I loved. But also there was a guy called Will Batchelor at URY who really showed me that radio doesn't just have to be super serious all the time. And I went into student radio with this attitude of, oh, I've got to make this perfect. I've got to be really overstressed with every link and everything I do has to be super slick. And then we got drunk on a URY social and we scheduled a URY primetime slot for 2 hours to learn to knit live on air, and with no plan other than that. And that was two of the most fun hours of radio I've ever done. And I think, you know, looking back to December 2017 when that was done, that is definitely a highlight for me. Yeah. So those are two for my first year. I'll leave it there for now.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be plenty more highlights to pick up on, and I'm going to come on to one in a bit that might have been your final year highlight. But what made you want to be part of the SRA committee?
This was a bit of a weird one, actually, because I didn't really know massive amounts about the SRA other than the music network for a long time. And then a couple of days before the deadline for regional officer for Yorkshire closed, and the guy I mentioned already, Scott, who helped me get a lot of interviews in my first year, messaged me and said, oh, you should apply for this job. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a first year. Are you mental? But I went for it anyway. And to be honest, it's been an incredible experience. So I wouldn't have changed that for the world. It was quite funny, though, because he didn't know I was coming to student radio conference. So he thought I was just going to do my application, not come to conference, and then, you know, either get voted in or not. I was contested up against a really lovely guy, actually, called Will. Will Moran from Sheffield. But yeah, so I turn up at conference in Norwich, and Scott Hastie's face, because it was the first time I'd ever met him in person, was just brilliant. He sort of looked at me like, you're actually here, you know, you're gonna have to do a speech in front of everyone, which I didn't know at that point. So that was a fun realization for me. but yeah, no, it was Scott really that got me involved. Great guy. And yeah, that's why I got involved. It was through the music side, really. And then I saw the opportunity to help out other stations in Yorkshire using the SRA as a tool. And that was what really made me do it, I think. That was what persuaded me.
So you sort of said you've been to the conference, and I think the student radio events are great. Like, you got the conference, the Demo Factor, the I Love Student Radio Awards, like all those things that happen at the conference, and also the awards night that happens like later on in the year. I just think those events are great.
Absolutely, yeah. I've had the privilege of being able to work some of them now as well, and volunteer behind the scenes at SRAs, which was a really eye-opening experience. It's a really, really fun thing to work on. And it was, yeah, I remember being very nervous in my first year attending awards, or sorry, in my second year, but with my work from first year being up for things. And that was really, really nerve-wracking. And then last year I went, and the awards are a bit more chilled out for me, because I don't know, actually, I think it's just I was a bit more used to it. But yeah, it's a really special thing, because not many student groups have that massive, you know, the SRA is, not to blow our own trumpet, but compared to other organizations of similar sort of stature, it is really, really sort of well put together. The committee are really talented. I work alongside some amazing people. And that means, you know, there's a lot that's really well established too. And that means that the events that we do just look really great. Like, the SRAs is always a lot of fun for students, and that's great. That should never change.
So I know you've been the Yorkshire Regional Officer, and this is like, it's an area of the country that I know quite a bit, because like my family are all from in Yorkshire, and I've always lived like down south, and I'm going to uni down south. But what did you want to achieve as Yorkshire Regional Officer for the SRA?
I think for me with Yorkshire, the priority was to, we had a lot of untapped potential in the region. I think we've got some amazing stations there, you know, got LSR and Forge, who are massive, and had maybe not been as involved with SRA over the last couple of years. So I wanted to get them back in the fold. And then there were a lot of other stations who, again, you know, you've got Radiohead, Ramair, Jam. And then there were some exciting projects starting up at Sheffield Hallam and Leeds Beckett. And that was all really exciting, because I think for me going into the role, I think it was just URY and one other station were paid members the previous year as part of the Northeast and Yorkshire region. So it was a new region splitting from the Northeast, which I think was really exciting. And yeah, for me, it was just a case of, I wanted to go in and make sure that I championed people's work that from Yorkshire Student Radio, simple as that, really, and made sure that everyone got the support they deserved, because I don't think that had been the case maybe before.
What does your new role for 2020 to 2021 on the SRA committee as membership officer entail, and what do you want to achieve in this role?
It's a big one. So my role is basically working with, I'm sort of like the, just a big RO, really. Like, you know, I'm looking after a lot of stations now rather than just my Yorkshire region, working with the ROs to empower them and help them. So I think my first goal is really to make sure that the ROs this year can do what they want to do within the organisation, that they feel that they have the resources to go and achieve what they need to with stations. And then, yeah, I think also, like, I really want to re-engage the exec of the SRA with stations themselves, because I think they can be a bit distant sometimes. So I want to be very reachable by stations if they have issues, as well as just an RO. Obviously, knowing your RO is great, but being able to know the rest of committee for the SRA is fantastic too. So I'm really keen to do that too. And yeah, I think also there's a lot of digital events going on right now. I'd love to put on some more digital workshops. I think is potentially coming up soon. There might be some, but those aren't finalised yet, so I won't add any more on that.
Is this a new role that was created for this year's coming committee?
Well, sort of. I mean, the membership role has existed as part of the development role for a while now, but it was actually my suggestion back about December last year. I said that we need to split development into a membership role and the network role, which Jordan, who's a really great guy, has run for this year. And Danny, who was the role at the time last year, really agreed, because it's a really stressful role having both of them combined. You know, you've got to deal with all of the membership, all of the stations, making sure they're processing their invoices and whatever, but also dealing with the ROs. So that's one side. And then you've also got the music network, the alumni network, the tech network to think about too. And it means that one of those will inevitably get neglected if you basically have any other sort of life. So for me, I think it was a necessary move to split the two. And yeah, I'm really glad that it's happened, and I'm really looking forward to what me and Jordan could do this year.
So this is definitely something that sounds very exciting for you that's happened recently. So how does it feel to have been awarded a golden buzzer on the SRA's demo factor, and how do you think this may help you in the future?
It was a bit mental, really, because I was sat in my bedroom when I found out, obviously just watching it on my laptop. One of my friends, Seb, has a video. The new regional officer for Yorkshire, actually, Seb. He was videoing me on the Zoom call we were on whilst we were watching it, as I found out, and he's got a very embarrassing video of me nearly in tears, which is quite funny. So yeah, it was a very emotional one. It was really good. And just, you know, actually, I think hearing what people thought of my second link was the nicest thing about that, because that was a moment where I was really, really vulnerable, and I was really uncertain about putting that in my demo, very worried about it, to be honest, and I thought it was a massive risk. So to hear that people thought that actually connected with them, and it wasn't just you know, me sort of rambling on in my own bedroom as I have been on the radio for the last while, that was really lovely. And I think with opportunities wise, you know, I think with Demo Factor, people think, oh wow, you know, all good now, set up for a future in radio. Obviously that's not necessarily the case. I'm, you know, I need to work very, very, very hard, and I've got an amazing opportunity, absolutely, to do a single show, which is going to be great. But I'm so, so grateful for that. I just need to make sure that I use it well, and that I kick on from here, and keep developing my presenting and keep learning a lot, because I've still got so much to learn.
Do you have any tips for people if they wanted to create and submit a demo for Demo Factor?
Oh, where to start? I could do a whole talk on this, to be honest, I think. But I think the most important thing is to show off you, you know. And that sounds very cliche, but be authentic would be my number one tip to any presenter at all. Because if you're playing a character, something I did at student radio for a while, like I would do an entertainment show where I did play more of a character rather than just being Alex. And it's the worst radio I've done, because it's not authentic and you can tell. So I would say, be authentic. Don't sort of, you know, you're an entertainer, but also you can do that with your own personality. You don't need to sort of embellish that too much. And I think, know what you're good at. So whether, if you want to do a specialist music, if you are a specialist music presenter, make sure you show that off. But also show that you're versatile as well. You know, I think I'd like to think my demo did all right, because it showed that I could talk about some serious issues whilst also talking about music as well, and show my passion for that. And if you look at people that have done well in the past, like Matt Lynch, a couple of years back, he had a really, really good sort of entertainment side to his demo, but then he also had a journalistic side to it as well. So I think showing that you can do more than one thing, that you're not a one-trick pony, is really important as well in a demo.
Yeah, I guess it's good to show that variety about yourself, and definitely being given the chance to go on Absolute Radio, that will like give you a good kickstart into the radio industry and something to show for yourself, I guess.
Well, yeah, fingers crossed. I still, you know, it's still a bit mental to me, and I hope I can do Paul and Rob absolutely proud with that show when it does happen.
So I understand you just completed your final year at uni. Do you have any plans to work in the radio industry?
Oh, I'd love to. You know, radio for me, as I've already said, has been a big part of my life, and it's been a massive part of my experience at university. I would love to work in radio if I could. So that's the goal. But, you know, it's a competitive industry. I'm not certain, you know, the opportunities might not be there. So I've just got to keep working. And, you know, if I can't work in radio, I'd love to work in the music industry as well. That's another area that I'm really, really keen on. So, you know, I'm taking each day as it comes and just trying to use what I've got to the max. And I think, especially with the current situation with everyone at home, it's a difficult time to sort of get into a career 100%. But yeah, that's my goal. And I will do whatever it takes to get there. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely. I think radio, you just think of radio itself, but there's so much that goes on behind the scene. Like you say, you could go into a career in music or the tech. Like you look at the SRA committee and you think there's so much variety there in itself, that you could just do anything with radio.
Absolutely. There's so many roles in radio that really interest me. Yeah. I think, you know, I did see myself as more of a producer before Demo Factor, to be honest. That demo was very much put in on a whim. So, you know, I've got a real passion for radio, and that's where I want to work. It's just a case of making that happen. But I know that'll be a challenge, but it's one that I'm really up for.
So do you have any advice for those currently in student radio?
Enjoy it, because it's only there for what, 3 years, maybe four if you do a master's. You know, enjoy your time there. That's the most important thing, I think. And just throw yourself into it. Like, try different things. Try a bit of speech, try a bit of news, try a bit of music. That's what I did my first year, and it was great to just sort of experiment, find my voice. And yeah, I think with student radio, people can be like, oh, you're wasting your time on your radio, focus on your degree or whatever. But really, student radio was actually the main part of my university experience, to be honest. It was probably more important than my degree in where I am, what I'm doing now, to be honest. So if you really think that that's where you want to be, then absolutely put your hours into student radio, as well as your degree, obviously. Don't neglect that. But, you know, You it's a real, real unique place, student radio, and just make the most of it, I think. Enjoy it.
Well, thank you, Alex, for being part of my podcast and talking to me about your pretty crazy radio journey.
Thank you, Kate. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Alex, for talking to me about your student radio journey and experience and about your roles in the Student Radio Association. Good luck in your upcoming role as membership officer for the SRA. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!